got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. Again, Tuesday. Again. Already. Isn't that amazing? And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, as usual, it is Mamma Mia. Como te levo? Si, senor. Gracias. For those men and women who want to wake up. Know thyself. Know thyself. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing and you're like, well, I want to listen to the show as it's happening, but I got to go. You can podcast anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white. And so different time zone for different folks, different strokes for different folks. You can podcast if you just can't sit and watch it and still be listening on your phone while moving about. Isn't that amazing? You don't have to stop. One monkey don't stop no show. So you can listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP. Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like button right now so you don't forget. All right? Hit the like. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting. Waiting for the world to change. I keep waiting for you to hear that, hit that like button. Amazing, huh? I rest my case. It is done. It is also Tuesday. And every Tuesday reminds me of the good old days when country music was country music.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head.
The good, the bad,
the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What, Grandpa? Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. I want to say this and then I'll take some calls and all that good stuff. Some of you know I do counseling every day by phone, Skype, or walk-in, family, individual counseling. And for the last 36 years or so, give or take, I've heard horror stories of suffering, of pain, and of worry. And it's just horrible. I had no idea. I knew the devil was busy, but I had no idea of the pain that evil inflicts upon people. And because we are not told that when we are children by our parents or really by the churches or the so-called professional or anyone, the depths and the deceit of evil. And it is evil is real. It has no power, and it can only control you, the individual, when you're unconscious. Evil cannot control a conscious person. It only controls unconscious people. And the pain that it is bringing upon, it has brought upon people, is mind-blowing. All of us, really, until you really get over it, you overcome it. And evil has a way of, have you ever noticed? It condemns you. First, it accuses you. And then it condemns you. It says, oh, you've done that awful thing 20, 30, 40 years ago, yesterday ago. You are an awful person. It reminds you of something that happened, and then it accuses you. It condemns you. It condemns you. You did that awful thing, accusing. And then it says, you ain't no good. You ain't gonna never be no good. You are a sinner. You are an awful person. You're mean. Condemned. And because you don't recognize that the voices that you're hearing are not your own, that it is a voice of evil, you believe what it accuses you of. And then you say, I am condemned. I'm no good. It's over for me. It is awful because you believed it. The the accuser is false and the condemnation is false. I don't care what you've done. It doesn't even matter what it is. I don't care what it is. The accuser is false and the condemnation of the accuser is false. Even if it's coming from you, your mind, emotions, or if it's coming from outside of you, from others, same accuser and the same condemnation. It is all false. But it can make you feel hopeless, worried, doubtful, like life is over. How would I ever hold my head up again in the public or my family or this or that? I might as well go up to the highest mountain and jump off. Because you believed the accuser. You believed the accuser that you were wrong. Isn't that amazing? And the pain and the misery and the suffering that it causes you to do to yourself and others is absolutely mind-blowing. There is someone above the accuser, way above, way up there, who will come down and love you and take care of you and never accuse you of anything. In the eyes of the spirit above, in the knowing of the spirit above, you are not guilty of anything. Just think about that. The false accuser tell you that you are guilty. The real life, real love tell you that you're not guilty of anything, no matter what happened. But you take on the false accuser and you fall for the condemnation and then you suffer. What a sad way to live. And the one thing I want to say to the guys who are married with children, or even not have children yet, but you're married, and to the ladies, I want you to know that every marriage that comes together is not from God. You're marrying the wrong person. The man is married the wrong person, and the lady is married the wrong person, and it's never going to work. And that you can rely on. And the reason for that, because you listening to the accuser, thinking that you're making the decision, always pick the wrong person. You say, I'm going to get an education. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be poor. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have children. And because you made those ego decisions, listening to the wrong voices, you always end up in the ditch. It just ain't going to work because you made that decision. We're not really you, but the false self made the decision. But you thought you were making it because you were taught to make those decisions. You were told to make those decisions. You saw other people making them while you were growing up. But what you didn't see or didn't pay attention to, or if you saw it, you didn't recognize it, that the people who tell you how to make decisions, their thing is not working either. You got lost people in the dark telling other lost people how to make decisions. And you end up in the same ditch that they're in. And you suffer. Some people suffer so much in relationships, and outside of relationships too, but especially in relationships, that they are so stressed out and worried and trying to make it work that they feel like in that stress, you know how stress, it stays with you. It clogs up the function of the body where you can't function. And then some people feel like they have a heart attack. And they go to the doctor, and the doctor does a thorough examination. And the doctor's like, no, your heart is fine. No heart attack. It must be stress, the doctor say. Stress will kill you. Worry, anger, resentment brings on all kinds of diseases. It affects the entire body. Because you're listening to the wrong voice. And it tells you to make that person happy. Go out of your way and do whatever you got to do to make them happy, especially with guys who are married with women or dating. And I've never seen it this bad before where guys go out of their way to try to please a woman. And the more you try, the worse you get, but you get stressed. Because now you're trying to make it work, and she knows it, and she gets worse because she knows she has control over you. You're trying to make her your guy, and she knows it. And if you don't do it at all, you don't care about my emotions. You don't care what I think. You don't care this and that. And what she's saying is, you're not letting me control you all the way. You're not making me your God all the way. She's not saying I love you. She says she has control over you. And then you try to please her more. And now you feel like you have a heart attack from stress of trying to please her. And in some cases, the guys do that to the ladies. Amazing, huh? And Lord have mercy on the man that had made children with this woman. And now the man loves his children. And she knows it. And as a result of loving his children, it's the wrong love, too, because it's the love that enslaves you. It's the love that makes you worry about losing your children or hurting your kids or something to happen. I can't tell you the number of men who made children and the suffering that they're going through for fear of losing their children is mind-blowing. And the things they do to please the woman, the mother of the children, in order to keep their children, is sad. And it's never going to work. Because the more you give, the more she wants. And if it means taking your children and destroying them mentally, emotionally, and everything, the women would do it. Because you love your children. I want to suggest to the men who are in this situation, and most are, you should only love one God with all your heart, soul, and might, and you can't go wrong. And that is the God above and in you. You cannot love your children or anyone or anything in that way because it will destroy you. Men are stressed out. And the stress clogs the body, it stays in you. And the devil tells you you are having a heart attack because the pain is so great. You must be willing, rather than cutting the child in half, to let it go. And only love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor. And then when you do that, you can't go wrong. You will stop listening to the voice of evil inside of your mind and inside of other people. But unless you love God first, along with nothing else or no one, it's never going to work. It just ain't going to work because you're loving evil. If you don't love God, you love evil. Whether you admit it or not, you love evil. And human beings are evil. I cannot tell you the number of guys who are in a situation or going through a situation with the woman that they married. And I'm like, well, why did you marry her? Well, she seemed nice at first. She seemed like she would be home with the children. She said she would. Or she would homeschool, or she would do this. But once we got married, things start to change. And now she want to work. She doesn't want to be home with the children. She want me to help with the kids and work and all kind of stuff. But I love my children. And she knows it, and that's the problem. And the men are stuck. I want you to know, guys, as long as you're picking the woman that you want to marry, as long as you're making that choice and have children with, you will always pick the wrong one, and you will suffer. You will suffer because you are picking the wrong. We don't know what we want in life, men and women. We don't know what we need. And as soon as you stop thinking that you do know and stop making a choice, then it's over and you'll be free and you'll own the world. It will be given to you. Life will happen for you. And it will be easy without you having to make any decisions about it at all. Because every decision you make will come from the darkness. The accuser. The accuser will tell you what you want, and you'll go for it, and then the accuser will condemn you for it. Oh, you got all the riches in the world, and you're still not happy. Oh, you have the perfect-looking wife, and you're still not happy. Oh, you have two children, three children, maybe four, and you're still not happy. But the accuser encouraged you to go and do that. And then your kids become, if you make it to adulthood with your kids and you have all these material things and you think, oh, my children are going to love me because I'm rich. I own everything. But your children, they're only waiting until you die so they can inherit what you have. They don't care about you. What a sad way to live, huh? But to the guys, you really got to go and forgive your mothers so that God can forgive you and switch, change allegiance to God. The woman will no longer be your God. God and only God will be your God. And then if he give you a wife without you making a choice at all, that marriage would last until death do you part without any work at all. Only work you would do is physical work. I cannot tell you the number of men who are married and made children, and the wife refused to stay home and raise his children. And then she wanted to go to work because she wanted her glory from work. She want her glory. A woman, women don't get, unless they overcome their fallen state, they don't get glory from raising children. Oh, these kids don't care about me. They don't even appreciate me. I'm going to work because at work, I'm looked at as a hard worker. And the people at work praises me for good work. And they invite me to parties. And they come over for parties. And they worship me. But the kids don't care about me. The mother says. And so she'll leave the kids alone. she'll turn it over to a babysitter. Or she'll make the man stay home and watch the kids. Or even if the man is working, she will make the man help with the kids while she go to work once he get home from work. And because he is afraid of losing her or his children, he would do it. And he is miserable doing it. Because it's hard enough having to go to work. And then she accuses you of not being good enough. Or not giving enough. You have made her your God. And in some cases with the ladies, you make him your God. And you try to please him. And it doesn't work. And now you're stressed out. Dying from conflict inside. When will you stop listening to the accuser in your mind who is condemning you, reminding you of the past, and then he condemns you, call you an awful person? What an awful person. You robbed that bank. Or you stole the cookie jar. Or you had sex out of wedlock. Or you did this or that. You are an awful person, and you believe it, now you feel like an awful person. Stress, emotions, thoughts are not good. And anger is evil, and it affects every fiber in the body. And that's why a lot of times some people go to the doctor because they think they're sick. And the doctor's like, I can't find anything. We did all type of tests. There's nothing wrong with you. And the doctor may sometimes say, well, it must be stress. And it is because you're angry and you're trying to please someone or yourself, and it's never going to work. No matter how much you do, it's never going to work. So to the guys, and you know who you are out there in these situations, you're married to the wrong woman if it's not happening naturally without effort. You are not supposed to try to make any relationship work. And you've been lied to, and you said, you've been told, well, you got to make it work. You got to fight for it. You got to put effort into it. That's a lie. Out of the pit of hell. What God brings together is already perfect. It's already good, and it doesn't need you to do anything but accept it and live. If you got to put work in any form of relationship, friendships or whatever, parentship, childrenship, adult childrenship, whatever, it's not from God. Satan gave you that. You went out looking for it, and that's what you found, and now you got to make it work. And the women lie to you and tell you, well, you need to make it work. You need to do this. You need to do that. Your preacher tell you, you got to make the relationship work. It's not easy, they say, but you got to put effort into it. Bring her flowers and lit boots. They're lying to you. The Spirit of Truth says that his ways are easy. His burdens are light. It takes no effort. Why don't you live an effortless life and see what happens? Prove me wrong. Try to prove the Spirit of Truth wrong. Darkness requires effort, and it's never going to work. But you got to forgive so you can see how to live, all right? 888-77-JESSE, a quick break, back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. So if you want counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, all right? And I do shout-outs for you, personal shout-out. Shout-out. Birthday, weddings, encouragement, or you can call 800-411-BOND. I think I said that. But encouragement, shout-outs, whatever you want. Congratulations. Go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, / Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com, / Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans. Two ways now. Shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson, F-A-N-S. And thank you all for your support, for helping us, helping others by donating and super chats and all that. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Tuesday. How are you?
All is well, Jerome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just out here enjoying the nice weather. You know, I wanted to call because I know Trump did that, you know, that interview not too long ago. He did, I think over the weekend, he did the interview with Insider Edition, whoever the lady was, and it was all over the news.
And, the one, you know, where, the one where he had to go off on her?
Yeah, that was the part that I wanted to talk about, because I don't really care that he got angry in the interview. Like, I thought it was funny. I thought it added to the humor of it. But then he got so angry to the point where he stormed out of the interview. He ran. He threw his microphone off, and then he left. I'm like, is that the way a president, a man, should handle an interview, especially with a woman? Like, you let a woman run you off? Sorry. And you let a woman run you off, and then everybody's over here, you know, there's some people praising him for this interview. You know, he say, you know, the way this woman, you know, she came at him a certain way. But, like, as the president, you're always going to have people talking to you and, you know, trying to entrap you and stuff. But you have to handle it the way a president does, because he shows that, you know, if you can't handle this, how can you handle a war? How can you handle, you know, going into negotiation with other countries? How can you handle being the leader? And, you know, he's saying he put America first, but he can't even stand up for himself. And I wanted to know, what were your thoughts on the interview?
I thought it was amazing. I thought, I knew that the way he dealt with her was perfect, because women hate men, and whatever they can do to embarrass a man or degrade him or try to put him down, they would do it. And that's the impression I got from that female, that he was interviewing. And so I thought that he dealt with her perfectly by correcting her and letting her know how evil and nasty she was. I thought he dealt with it perfectly.
Yeah, like I said, I have no issue with him getting angry at her and stuff. But even,
I'm
like,
not even sure that. Why do you say he was angry?
He was getting belligerent. He was yelling. He said, he started calling her out her name. He said, either you're useless or stupid. That's clear anger. And then after that, he rips off his microphone and storms out.
And so, why do you say he was angry?
But that's why I said, anytime somebody has done that on your show, you say that they run. But now you're saying that this is okay? Like, he dealt with this perfectly?
I thought he dealt with it perfectly because normally men are too weak to correct females like that. And they have been told, the females have been told that, or men have been told not to correct women. Don't. You can let them hit you. You can let them say whatever they want to you. And you can't correct them. The president from the old school, so he hasn't fallen for that lie. And so I thought he demonstrated that so that other men to see how to deal with females.
Yeah, but this didn't have anything to do with men versus women. This was
it had everything to do with it.
They didn't bring up gender once.
It had everything to do with it because it was a male dealing with a female, so it had everything to do with it. The average man would not have been able to correct her like that. Especially
he didn't. He ran out of the interview.
Especially in a public way.
I think it's because it's Daddy Trump again that you're going to make any excuse that you can for him.
Why do you call him Daddy?
No, you do, and you're talking like he's your daddy right now.
I call him Daddy?
Yeah, you call him Daddy.
I don't. You're lying. I call him the Great White Hope. When have you heard me call him Daddy? Jerome. When have you heard me call him Daddy?
Every day on your show.
You never heard. You're lying. I call him the Great White Hope. I don't call him Daddy. Why are you saying that?
You've heard you call him Daddy, and he's your daddy, and you talk like it.
Jerome, stay with me. You've never heard me call Trump Daddy.
Yes, I have.
You have.
You have. You said it.
I tell you what other people call him, and I always say I call him the Great White Hope.
Yeah, and that's crazy that you're talking about this man, right? Like I said,
stay with that. You made a statement that's not true.
No, it is.
Do I say I call him Daddy, or do I say other people call him Daddy?
You did when you were singing Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home. Daddy's
Home. That's the song that song come with calling him Daddy. Do I say I call him the Great White Hope?
You call him both.
I've never called him Daddy. You're being dishonest. You're acting like that lady with Trump. You're saying things that are not true.
You about to run off just like he did?
Jerome, you're saying things that are not true. And so that we can move the conversation forward, have you ever heard me call him Daddy?
I just answered your question about 7 times.
What'd you say?
What did I just say?
No, what did you say?
I said, yes, you did.
You're lying. When did I call him Daddy?
When you sung Daddy's Home.
And when I say that other people call him Daddy, and I say, they say, Daddy's home, your daddy's home Tuesday. That's a song relating to.
I'm aware of the song.
Relating to other people call him Daddy. Have you ever heard me call him Daddy?
Now, this is the 8th time that you asked me the question. You about to say, what did I say again? Can we move the conversation forward? Like you said, I wanted to talk about the interview.
No. And this is, I never call him Daddy. I need to hear you say, I never call him Daddy.
Why do you need to hear it?
Because it's not true.
But it is, though.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. 888-775-3773. I say some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. I say some people call him King. And they hold King rallies, worshiping the King. I say some people call him Daddy. Daddy is home. I say I call him the Great White Hope. What manner of man is this, right? I call him the Great White Hope, always have. I never call him Daddy. And Jerome is lying. When she's crying, she's lying. I never call him that. Amazing. I'll just read some here. And speaking of the Great White Hope, speaking of the Great White Hope, he went to a football game yesterday on Monday, right? Derek said basketball. It was basketball?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
I thought football.
Same thing.
The Great White Hope went to a basketball game yesterday over there in New York, his hometown. Well, I know now he lives in Florida, but still, New York is his home. And it was amazing, I hear, but some people didn't like it because they don't appreciate the work of the Great White Hope. NBC News. President Donald Trump faced apparent boos from the crowd of passionate Knicks fans. Is that a football team? I mean a basketball team?
Yes.
Knicks fans at Madison Square Garden in New York, I guess. That's in New York, right?
Yep.
Watching some ABC News.
It appeared to be a frosty reception at Madison Square Garden for President Trump. Trump, the first sitting president to attend an NBA Finals game. Fans forced to line up for hours to navigate security.
He's a genuine Knicks fan, and so, yes, there's some inconvenience to the fans here, but I think we should be using sports to create more of a sense of community with people, not less.
This barrier set up around the arena, an outdoor watch party, canceled. All to avoid scenes like this after the Knicks win Friday night when dozens of people were arrested. But there was no celebrating for Knicks fans last night. In the second half, it was all Spurs.
Three-pointer lines it up and knocks it down.
The Spurs snapping the Knicks' 13-game playoff win streak. San Antonio erupting in celebration as disappointment spread across the Big Apple. Some Knicks fans paid more than $65,000 for premium tickets.
Whoa.
Even the average ticket price topped $7,500.
Whoa.
Some angry fans posting, "Trump cursed the Knicks," sharing video of the president appearing to nod off during the game. But Trump calling the experience amazing.
I thought it great. I mean, I thought it was amazing, actually. Even when they had the camera on me, I thought it was very good, yeah.
Amazing.
It was certainly amazing. It was
amazing.
I think mostly cheers. It was loud and it was very enthusiastic.
So, is Trump a Knicks fan or the other team fan?
I would assume that he is a Knicks fan.
Why would you assume that?
Because he's a New Yorker by birth.
Oh, okay. So, and the Knicks lost.
Alas.
And the people blame Trump that they lost. I remember seeing Trump when he was not president at the games in New York, and the people loved him in New York.
Oh yeah.
before he became a Republican conservative, amazing president, right?
Rappers loved him. Everybody loved
him. Everybody loved him in New York. Even Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, those people gave him awards.
He would make cameos in movies and all kinds of stuff.
And just because he's a president that doing an amazing job to make America great again, they don't. Some of them don't like him. They say, see how human beings will treat you? They love you, and then they hate you when you stop thinking and doing what they want you to do.
Terrible.
Now they hate you. Where is the love? And who is Adam Silver?
Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. He's that really skinny, bald guy with the glasses who's like, I think it's good. We need basketball and sports to be like a sense of community coming together, even though it's inconvenient for the fans because of the security measures and traffic and stuff.
But they didn't say it was inconvenient when Obama and Big Mom Michelle went to a theater in New York to watch a play.
Right.
And they had the whole rows and everything blocked.
Nobody goes to plays, though.
I know. They go to basketball games. a man in a Spurs jersey was mobbed, punched, and pushed. What? What you said, Derek? A man in a Spurs jersey was mobbed, punched, and pushed by a crowd after the game. This came from X. This is from X. Watch this.
Spurs jersey! Spurs jersey!
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They want him. Oh, shit. Get on his ass.
That is amazing that a jersey can make human beings act that way. Different teams are playing. You have one side supporting one team, another side supporting the other team, and they can do this to you over a jersey because you're not supporting their team. They're beating this man, according to the report, because he had on a Spurs jersey rather than a Knicks jersey. Whatever happened to fun in basketball?
That is fun to them.
That is not fun. You're right. They do call evil fun.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere now. Basketball used to be fun. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. Yeah!
Isn't that nice?
So Russell County High School, we used to play them. That's where my girlfriend went to school.
Ah.
And
traitor.
We were a better team than they were. And so while they playing, running up down the court, we'd be like yelling, Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall.
Meaning you steal their girl.
Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. And we still had fun. Nobody went out and fought. You didn't worry about when you were leaving the gym, the game was over, and you were leaving, you're going to have to fight with somebody going to the bus. Or the car, however you're traveling.
I heard them shouting that stuff, and I saw the man walking through the crowd. I'm like, he should take that jersey off.
Yeah.
And just take it off, kind of appease the crowd a little, maybe.
But I have not seen a white man stand up for himself like that, though. He was fighting back.
Yeah.
He was fighting the crowd. But cowards need more than one person to win. But he was fighting back. I haven't seen that since I left the cotton field.
So you saw white people fighting back at the cotton field?
I did. White people used to not play around. That's gone now.
Was that a white man or was he Hispanic or Italian?
Well, he seemed to be non-black, so I don't know if he what race he was, but he was non-black, and he was fighting back.
Or Irish. Like, alas.
Super, super.
Nice. Super chats from yesterday. Thank you guys for bearing with us. Steve says, Church was one of the best I have watched. It was amazing. Three coffees.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. It was. If you are not attend or watch it on live, our fellowship, you've been missing it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? Go ahead.
Maryland Four Coffees. It has recently occurred to me that the ego is a bully. Uncle Jesse, amazing fellowship as always. Black thanks hands emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brandy. From Buddy and Brandy, we love you guys.
We love you in the sunshine and the fall. Thank you. We love you back and appreciate you.
Very nice. T. Smith for coffee. Hearts around the face smiling.
What?
Hearts around the face smiling.
Right on. Thank you. Who was that?
T. Smith.
Thank you, T. Smith. I appreciate it.
Curly Bond.
Bond. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, tithe on tip.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing.
Thank you to Antonio and Reeves. Pardon if I'm butchering the names. Welcome, new JLP show members.
Thank you. Amazing.
Norris T. sent 5 gift memberships, maybe a couple of times, actually. Thank you, Norris T., as always.
Norris T., thank you so much.
Bree K., no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, a lot of people using the term black fatigue recently. You're familiar, right? My question for you, if someone is annoyed, upset, tired of, or in any way bothered by what black people do, but they call it black fatigue, isn't that just their ego, anger that they need to drop? No such thing as black fatigue. Am I right?
That's a leading question. If they recognize it without being angry, then it's not wrong. It's when you judge it by being emotional about it, then that would be wrong. But some people just, including some other black people, they're just really sick of seeing blacks. Not all, be out of control as they are right now. So it all depends on if they're judging or not. You can see reality, what's happening in reality, but don't hate what you see and you'll be fine. Thank you.
Biggie Bullocks, is Trump right that L.A. is totally, he says, screwing? Pratt? Double question mark.
It's a way to see. We see how this thing turned out. I don't know yet, but it's interesting. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. I can't believe an hour gone by. When I come back, your phone calls and your rest of your super chat. Hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace. And it's a really weird feeling, because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird, because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up, for I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.
We'll be right back.
There is some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? Flesh-eating parasite once wreaked havoc on cattle in the USA has resurfaced after decades. And according to CNN Comedy Nonsense Network, the notorious screw worm. Okay, I feel like I'm cussing or something. But no, it's two W's, all one word. S-C-R-E-W-W, second W, right? O-R-M has been detected on a handful of Texas farms. Experts say its return will likely keep beef prices elevated for grocery shoppers. Shout out, y'all. So don't try to blame Trump for that, right? The war in Iran. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. And you can call in. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. Super chatters, including from yesterday. We will get to more. All right. If it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. I have to say it the white way. You can call in young or old. And we'll get to your calls, super chats, and more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. All right. Election night again. Voters in four states headed to the polls today to choose, according to CNN, candidates who will compete in November's midterm elections. They call it primaries. Maine, among the closely watched contests, is Maine's Senate race, where incumbent Senator Susan Collins, I call her a bit of a rhino, or a lot of bit of a rhino, shout out though, but she's seeking another term. Democrat Graham Plattner is, I guess, trying to be the Democrat, all right, for the party's nomination, despite growing scrutiny over allegations of his past treatment of women and recent extramarital texting scandal, dirty texts, all right, whatever. And also they said he had a Nazi tattoo, but CNN doesn't mention that. And nobody recognizes those Nazi tattoos anyway. Women in Maine have mixed feelings about this Graham Plattner guy. My only concern is that he's a male, white seeming, but he's a Democrat? Makes no sense. Anyway, the NBA Finals. The San Antonio Spurs beat the New York Knicks 115-111 at Madison Square Garden Monday, trimming New York's lead in the NBA Finals to 2-1. I think it's a game of seven, right? So the Knicks, Knickerbockers, or Knickers, or Knicks. It's the long but sort of short pants just below the knee that the Dutch wore when they came to New Amsterdam. Now it's called New York. I looked it up, right? Knickers. Not to be confused with Knickers, the American anchor baby Knicks, because this Knickers is with a K. And it's not to be confused with the women's underwear stuff that Britain started, the UK or England or whatever, started to call their stuff. But it's anyway, Father Knickerbocker, New York. Anyway, the game drew national attention as President Donald J. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to attend an NBA Finals game. What an honor, right? Prompting enhanced security and boos from some attendees. A prophet is never welcome in his own homeland. Now, I disclaim no endorsement implied. I do not represent Bond or JLP or even myself. But shout out. Some attendees when he appeared on the Jumbotron. Jumbotron. I guess that's that TV monitor in the middle, up high, close to the ceiling, right? Something like that. Trump said Monday about the Iran war that the U.S. will declare total victory. And that's a quote. Over Iran within the next 2 weeks. Trump also said he's going to the signing of a powerful deal. And that's a quote, too. With the country could be just days away. The latest in a string of similar promises that agreement was just around the corner. So we'll see. Maybe he's pumping up the stock market and stuff, you know, trying to help the markets. Whatever. AI, OpenAI, parent company of ChatGPT, is confidentially filed for an IPO, initial public offering, right? That's to be for sale on the stock market type stuff, I think. Setting it up for what may be the most highly anticipated market debut in recent history and a massive payday for early investors. Decision comes as its rival Anthropic prepares to go public and ahead of SpaceX's planned Friday debut. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question. For those men and women who are working on themselves, I realize most people are not, so that's fine. It's not for you. You don't want to know yourself. You love evil, and you call evil good. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you got to do, but and you would just love to continue to listen to the show while it is happening, it's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible so that you may have peace of mind. You can podcast the show and still listen to it on your phone while you move about. You're not stuck. You can move about and still listen. And still podcast, and when you come back, you listen some more by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. I want to encourage you to be aware of the deceiver. He pretend to be your friend when he's really your enemy. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And that's amazing. Wake up. If not now, when? I want to go to Nick out of Maine. Nick, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How you doing?
All is well, Nick.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to know, like, how am, like, when I'm, okay, so, like, can I let, when you say let life happen, like, is me trying to, like, because I'm a Christian, so it's, like, me trying to, like, listen, like, do what the words say, but, like, is that not letting life happen, even though I'm trying to do what the Bible says?
If you try to do what it says, then you're not letting life happen. And it's
what
you're trying to do is never going to work. It's not going to work.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed that. Because I feel like I'm doing something. I feel like I'm doing all right. And then I feel pious. And then I go right back down.
Yes. You cannot... Yeah. You, I, or anyone, I don't care who it is, cannot make your life work. It's impossible. It wasn't set up that way, and it's never going to work. You can read the Bible, you can be a Christian or whatever religious you want to be, but as long as you're trying to make life work, it's never going to work. You can't do what the Bible tells you to do, meaning that you can't make that work.
I see. So, like, I started smoking cigarette and drinking. So, like, I shouldn't feel bad about that. I should just kind of, like, just notice that I'm doing it, I guess. But, like, I shouldn't try to stop doing it.
And the worse you feel about it, the deeper you're going to go into it. And the longer you will do it. But if you can see why you're doing it, you're in your head, number one, and you're trying to cover up psychological and emotional pain, you're running. And when you can see that without judging it at all, one day you will lose the appetite for it. You'll go for a cigarette and drink, and you won't even want it. But as long as you're judging yourself, and then running instead of facing what's going on inside of you, you're never going to overcome. You're going to go from one thing to another.
Mm.
You cannot have an opinion about your life at all. You cannot have a good or bad opinion about your life, period. Because when you have an opinion about it, you're judging. And when you're judging, Satan is your God. You and the devil are one.
How do I not have an opinion about, like how do I go, like, because stuff be happening. So, like, when I think I have an opinion, should I just, like, say, nah, I don't have an opinion, like, force it? Like, because I feel like that's not letting life happen either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. When a thought comes, which is called opinion, whether good or bad, just be aware that the thought is there. Don't argue with it. Don't agree with it. Don't disagree with it. Don't do anything. Don't run from it. Don't deny that the feeling is there. The thought is there. And the light will come in and take away the darkness. This I promise you. He, the Spirit of Truth, would take away that thought and those feelings.
Okay.
And don't have an opinion about it. Don't run from it. Let's say that you take a drink or you smoke a cigarette, but you've said, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm never going to drink again. And then you find yourself doing it, and the thought says, oh, I thought you weren't going to drink anymore. You said you weren't going to drink. Look at you. You're drunk or you're a smoker. Don't fall for that lie. It wants you to react so you can get deeper into it. And then never, ever, but never, never as long as you walk the earth, never say what you will or will not do. Always have a wait and see. Don't say you're not going to drink. Don't say you're not going to smoke. Don't say you're not going to this or that. Have a wait and see, because when you say you're not, you just open up the door to do it. You lie to yourself because you give the wrong impression that you're in control of your life and you're not.
I see. All right. Okay, so, like, when I do the silent prayer, like, I just got done doing it because I'm on break. And, like, when I do the silent prayer, like, I feel like it's easy to, like, see, like, thoughts. I feel like it's hard when I'm not sitting in one spot, like, when I'm just doing everything. Like, it feel like it come back.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
That's why you have to stay. The greatest sin that you can commit is to forget to be aware. When you forget to do the silent prayer, or when you do it and you drift off into your thoughts and you forget to come back to the present, you're back into hell. So when that happens, for now, because you're so accustomed to living in thought and identifying with thoughts and feelings, when that happens, don't judge it. Don't say it's not working. Just come back to present. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing, and you're fine. Do not have an opinion about it at all.
Yes, sir. All right. I appreciate it. I got to get back to work.
Okay.
I so appreciate it.
You walk. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Right on. You avoided a lot of hell, man. So stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. God bless.
All right. Take care. Amazing. Let me go to Artist, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Artist, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Man, I didn't listen to so much of your talk. I didn't change my whole thing around. What do you mean by what do you mean by we're not in control of ourselves? So I don't control myself. I don't have my own thoughts. I can't control my thoughts. If I think of something, I can make that thought happen. I made that happen. So how am I not in control of myself?
And how do you make it happen?
Through a physical. I mean, if I had a thought of making a plan or having a business, I'll go out and get an LLC and continue to wait whatever it is to make the business happen. I created that, right?
And then how do you make a thought happen?
With my brain.
Tell me the steps.
With the brain. That's how the brain works, right?
Tell me the steps of making or creating a thought.
The steps of creating a thought?
Yes.
I don't think there is steps to create a thought. I think your eyes,
you can see something,
and it just feels. You can feel. So you're saying that there's a higher power that puts that thought into my mind?
There's a lower power that puts the thoughts into your mind, and there's a higher power that reveals to you. You are not doing any of those things at all. You just think that you are, because all your life you've been told to do it and that you are, but it's not you at all. You don't have the so-called naked other good thoughts. They're not from you. If you really pay attention, you're going to see that thoughts come and they go. Where they come from, we don't know. But they come and they go. Understanding comes. Where does that come from? It's not coming from the individual.
Well, I don't understand why would you say that? Because if I'm thinking of something that's me, I can think of whatever I want. I can picture anything in my brain right now, right? I can make whatever I think about happen. I can physically make it happen just with a thought.
How?
And I think that's powerful.
How you make it happen?
Meaning that if, like I said, about a business, if I'm thinking of a way, I want to start a business and I'm thinking of a way to do it, and I come up with a way to do it, you know, by research and stuff like that, and I make it happen. That was me manifesting that into reality.
And where do you get those ideas about making a business happen?
See, but that's where it gets tricky, because, I mean, who can possibly answer that question?
I can answer it.
I mean, what would you say to that? I mean, and who's to say what you're saying is correct? But, I mean, what was your theory on that?
Ideas about and thoughts about a business come from God.
Come from God? I mean,
yeah.
Well, what proof do you have of that? Who came and told you? Did God come down? You know, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know. I understand.
Did somebody come down and say, hey, every thought you have is because of me? Did some entity appear in front of you? I mean, how did you believe that? I mean, how do you come to that conclusion?
When you get to truly know yourself, you're going to see those thoughts that come from evil, and you're going to see those that the understanding that come from God, because God is not into thoughts. He's into seeing. He's into inspiring you. He's into revealing to you. Those thoughts that you get about anything, the past or future, or what you think you want or don't want, those are from evil. They're not even your own thoughts. There's no you.
It's almost like you said, we live in a matrix, right? We just get up and just let life happen, right? We just stand on a line and just let life happen, and we just go along with it.
If you stay,
is what you're saying?
If you stay present without going into a thought at all, life would simply happen for you. But if you try to put any effort into making life work or happen, it's going to always go wrong because you're on the side of evil and you can't make anything work. You just think you can.
Wow. I'm just having a hard time finding where evil comes into the play of that, because, you know, I mean, that's like almost 80% of the world you're talking about.
It is. It is 99.9, except for those men and women who are getting to know themselves. They are overcoming that, the lie that they are in charge or control of anything. You're not in control of your life. You cannot make it happen.
That's kind of deep right there. I don't know. I might agree to disagree, or I might really do some more research into that.
Do what you want, artist, but I highly recommend you start paying attention to what's going on inside of your mind, and you're going to see that just that you have nothing to do with it. If you
now you say go inside my mind, right? Those
no,
are you're
don't
talking
go
about
in
my
there.
Thoughts.
No,
right?
Come out of there. Don't go in there. Be aware.
Oh,
of
come
it.
Out of my mind.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go in there.
And just
there.
Live life for what's in front of me, like what I can see with my own eyes in front of me.
What is revealed to you? What stay present and just do what's in front of you. And one thing will lead to another one, and you will end up with a perfect life right here on Earth. But the moment you go into thoughts, you're going to lose your way, end up in darkness, and everything you do and every decision you make will always be wrong. Who are you, artist?
Who am I?
Yes.
To me, I'm just an entity. I'm a spiritual being.
What's
I'm
a spiritual being?
That meaning that I just exist.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning that I'm just existing in flesh. You know, I'm a melanated person that just exists out here in this world.
No, but who
am
are
I?
You?
Who am I? I would probably never know who am I, because that's like saying, that's like asking, why are we live? What's the purpose of life?
I
like
know. There are answers to those questions.
There are answers to those questions?
There are answers to why you're living, what's the purpose of life. There is an answer to who you are. You just haven't been looking within and paying attention to see those answers.
That's kind of deep. Can I mention the Trump thing real quick?
Yeah, but let me ask. And then, you should definitely do it, but let me ask. Ask. Why would God create you? Send you down here to earth, because we all came from God. He put us here, and leave you helpless, lost, without answers. What kind of God would do that to you?
That would be a selfish God, wouldn't it be?
Right, and that's what Satan does. But the true God, he's giving you all the answers. It's just you looking in the wrong place for the answers.
Yeah, but how do we find that? I mean, all right, let's just say people that's born into the struggle. There's people that are born into struggle. That's not by their choice. It might have been handed down from generation to generation. They're born into struggle. They're born into pain. They're born into poverty. I mean, where's the God in that? I mean, how are they supposed to see life? How are they supposed to see, hey, I just let the Lord take my life to where I need to be? when they're going through so many obstacles and watching everybody else succeed in life, but they have to overcome so much just to get halfway down the block.
What do you mean by born into struggle?
Okay, let's just take the poor community. People that are born into, black community that's born into poverty, drugs, there's murder, there's all kind of, it's rape, there's all kind of things that they see every day that they're born into it.
But they're so not they have born to fight. Into that.
They're born into the environment of that. They're born into.
But are you your environment?
Yeah, but how are you supposed to know that? See, you're a grown, intelligent man speaking this. I'm talking about from the perspective of somebody that's just being born, somebody that's growing up, 12, 13 years old. These are why these young kids turn into the streets, into violence and stuff like that, because that's their environment. That's all they see around them. There's no one, nobody teaching them,
right.
Hey,
you're right
that's
about
not
that.
The right way to go.
Yeah, you're you know right what about that.
That's why they choose that life.
But
how are they supposed
to
see the way you see it? You know what I mean? Like, they can't see that. Remember, it's not being taught. The churches are just taking the money from the people. They're not teaching these to see the right way that God or the higher power has told you to go. So these kids is like, you know what? I'm going to go out here and try to survive the way I see, the way the rappers are doing, the way the everything, all this money and all this stuff, glamour that's being, proposed around them. They think that that's the real life,
But you're not born.
I'm just saying, how are they supposed to see what you see living that kind of life?
They're not born into poverty or anything. They're born into evil parents, parents who don't love them. And those parents who have no love pass on evil to their children, and the children become like the parents. So the sins of the parents are passed on because the parents have no love. But once you become an adult, then you are responsible to overcome the parents. You're responsible to find the right place and have a life for yourself. But it's not the poverty that they're born into. It's the darkness of the wicked hearts of the parents. Mothers.
So you really think that that's fair to say that these parents are wicked, being that they were born into the same life
right.
that their kids were born into?
Generation,
I mean, that's something.
Generation after generation until somebody changed. Until the parent, now that you're going to be working on yourself, your heart
right.
is going to change. And so when you make children, they're going to be born into a family, a father that has love for them, and they're going to have an even greater life, an amazing life than you, because you're going to be of love, and your children born from God will be of love, and they will automatically have an amazing life without effort.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say when you're already a grown adult, but I'm just seeing from a young guy's perspective.
When you become an adult, that's when you have to start examining.
A lot of these kids are not even becoming adults. I mean, they're
right.
so consumed to their environment
yeah.
and how, you know, that. And you, I mean, come on, you know this. I mean, I know you probably don't know how you feel about it, but I know the government and system and the systematic ways have a way of keeping the poor poor. You know, these people are going to be poor for this. I know the same block where I grew up in the Bronx, and I'm 50 years old. The same block that I grew up on is still poor. It's still drug infested. It's still guns
and
killing.
And you know why?
That same area.
You know why?
And it can't be from the people.
Do you know why?
Why do you think?
They want it. Poor people, if they're poor, want to be poor. Angry people, lost people want to be lost. They want the government to give and take and keep them down. And the government want to keep them down so they can use them for personal gain, for a vote, or for whatever so-called issue they come up with. So the people who are in those environment, they're in that environment because they want to be in there. Because if they didn't want to be in there, they would leave it. They would get away from it.
But how? They don't have the mentality, the means. They don't know how to get out of that.
Yes, they do. They don't want to know how. There's always a way out. For those who look for the way is
mm-hmm.
given to you. They don't want it. They're lying to you when they say they don't know the way out. They do want it. They do know the way out. People live the life that they want, artists, and that's why you have to leave them in their hell. Otherwise, if you try to bring them out of their hell, they'll destroy you.
Mm.
They'll use you. They'll take advantage of you. And because they will hate the light in you or trying to help them, and they will take advantage of you because that's not what they want. They want the life that they have. That's why they don't even cry out to God, hey, how can I get out of this mess? If they cried out to God, God would show them out. They don't want it, our artist. Even your own family member, they have the life that they want. And then they bitch about it. And they love bitching about it. It's a thrill.
I mean, that, you know, that kind of makes sense because I'm a postal worker. And all I see every day, how all these people been here 25, 30 years, they complain about the job every single day.
Yeah.
And I say to them, you complain about a job that's been taking care of you and your family for 25, 30 years. You didn't send three kids through college. You go to two and three vacations a year. But yet, every day you come in here and complain about how this is the worst job.
Right.
So I can never understand, you know, I mean, if you're talking about more of that sense, I can understand that.
They love, you know, complaining. What would they do if they couldn't complain about their job? They love, it's a thrill, and evil people love thrills.
Yeah, that's kind of deal. I don't know. Yeah, can I talk about the Trump thing real quick before
I get
out of here?
Yes.
No, I just wanted to say to that last caller that, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, Trump should be presidential, Trump should be this way. I'm from New York. I grew up with Trump. I was in Trump Taj Mahal playing poker one day. Trump walked inside the casino. Everybody stood up, clapped. I'm at a table with like maybe four or five black guys, two white guys. There's a whole table of white guys right there. He came to our table, shook our hands with a firm shake. And I'm going to tell you, man, that shake, I'm a grown man. I know a person that's a racist guy or somebody who doesn't like you. No, that impression I got with him that day, that he's just a man, that he appreciates people, you know. Yeah. And he didn't get booed last night. I watched the game, and he didn't get booed. When they showed him and when they were doing the national anthem, there was a bunch of cheers. It might have been mixed, but there were more cheers than boos last night, you know. And so I just wanted to tell our previous caller, Trump is never going to be presidential the way you guys want because he's his own man. He marches to his own beat, man. Okay. That's why I love him so much because, man, we've never had a person come in here and just stand on his own two feet and tell it like it is, tell you how it is. And, you know, he don't let nobody mess with this country. You know what I mean? He's not having it, man. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of presidents for the past, but this guy right here, I know a real dude when I see a real dude, you know.
Responding to Jerome's call?
Yes, I'm responding to him, man, because, you know, he wants somebody to act presidential. He wants him to, the presidents in the past. No, this is a new age, man. This is something different right here. This is like Wembanyama, the big 7'5" guy in the league. This is new stuff going on right now, man. Like, we're being straight up. There's no more indirect talk. I'm talking to you straight up. I'm going to tell you how I feel. You know, if I feel you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
Right on.
You know, and so that's why I rock with Trump, man, from the beginning. And come on, like you said before president, everybody rocked with Trump. I'm from New York. We all looked up to Trump.
Yeah.
Trump was... he was in all of the rappers' videos. Like you said, Don King, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, everybody.
Jesse,
you know, everybody
Jackson
loved
and
him.
All of them.
Yeah,
Al
so,
Shopton.
You know, yeah. You know, some things I may not agree with him. Maybe some way of how you handling ICE. Maybe it could have been a better plan some way down the line. But, you know, I do agree that if you, come on now. You know, hey, Jesse, let me ask you something, though. With the immigration thing, why isn't anybody talking about the process of coming into this country legally?
Yeah.
Why aren't we addressing that? Why aren't we saying, hey, this is the process right here. Does this have to be fixed? Why are they coming illegally if this is a good process to come here legally?
I rest my case. You're absolutely right, artist. Artist, I got to take a break, but a good hear from you, man. Call me again.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Take care.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Check out the merch. Our merch is amazing. We have number one. We have the 250-year celebration of America. Who would have thought? As much as I love my country, I never imagined that one day, Punchy, that's my nickname, Jesse, would be on a silver coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 800-411-2663. Or you can go to jessaleepeterson.shop and get that. And not only do we have that, we have Punchy's coffee, my own coffee. Oh, amazing. Who would have thought that one day, not only Punchy would have a silver coin that you can invest in, and silver and gold is always around, right? But I have my own coffee. Can't you just hear Mima and Dad up in heaven right now? Lord, Punchy. Anybody, I had no idea, boy. Punchy's coffee, and it is delicious. And then we have books, and my books are amazing. Really. I will sign them, autograph them for you to whomever you like. And if you think that's good, T-shirts and mugs. And a T-shirt says she's crying, she's lying. Anyone with thoughts are evil. I mean, anyone that has anger is evil. And then we have a whole bunch of other stuff. I can't read it up there because I can't see way up there, but amazing stuff. Hats and mugs and T-shirts. And every dime goes back into getting the work done. Not only are you helping yourself, you're helping us to help others. All right? So I appreciate it. Go to jessaleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingaman.com/stores, rebuildingaman.com/store. And the silver coin, there are only, we only have a certain amount, 250, because it's a celebration of the 250-year anniversary, and they are going fast, and I'll wait until they're out, and then you'll be looking crazy. I want to get a silver coin. I'm warning you. They're going fast, so. And don't say you don't have any money. You were at the basketball game last night, and the ticket was $7,000. $7,000 and up for a basketball game. And people like bitching, talking about, oh, the gas price is so high. The food price is so high. I blame Trump. The food prices are high. The gas prices are high. But you pay $7,000 for pleasure. $7,000 for a basketball game. Or you take a trip. Oh, the gas price is so high, but I'm going on this trip. I'm going to Lake Tahoe. I'm going to Europe. I'm going on my field trip. I ain't going to let that stop. Which is more important to your ego or the gas prices? Economy. It's funny how the economy can't get you high to stop you from going on your trip. But you complaining because somebody else complained. You don't realize, you know what? The gas costs $60, but I'm still able to put gas in my car. Thank you, God. But you're bitching with the crowd. What the? Why don't you be an individual and let life happen for you? All right? The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. All right? So support, Bond. Thank you for your support. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Derek Three Coffees. Interesting how the Bible they didn't translate sin to the literal meaning, which is to miss the mark. It's amazing how religions have twisted what sin is to being physical vices instead of a state of being. If you walk with God, you can't miss the mark because you actually see the target. When you walk with the devil, you always miss the mark because the devil tells you where to aim.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting.
Yep. Kaya in North Carolina, shout out to the ladies of Bond. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I just got a text from a good friend. He said, people blame Trump in response to that boy trying to blame, saying that the president doesn't act presidential. He said, people blame Trump for everything. Everything they don't like. Maybe they lost something because... maybe they lost, meaning that that team lost because they don't love Trump enough.
Ever think of that?
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
And by the way, Kaya has been a member for 7 months on
Thank
JLP.
You. Right on. Thank you, Kaya.
Jim in Alaska, biblical question.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Jim, we appreciate you down here at Bond, believe me. Not only because I know you're working on yourself, but the love you show us. Does God care about what you say or believe? No, I'm sorry. Does God say about what you say you believe or what you live? You believe.
God is a voiceless God, so your words don't matter. I believe it's all in your actions on earth that you will be judged.
Amazing. I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you. All the way from Alaska. He wrote a lot of stuff, and I can't read a lot of stuff. I'm black.
Do you want me to read these two?
Yeah.
People blame Trump for everything that they don't like. Maybe they lost because New York doesn't love President Trump enough, probably. Love, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And Trump is the exemplar archetype, flawless model, or a textbook example of a president. Despite the unprecedented corrupted headwinds of media and the powerful, President Trump still gets a lot done. Indeed.
I rest my case. Thank you, friend. I rest my case.
Your friend amazing. Has some sense.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
Five coffees from Eric H. Jesse, when we say men and women, we're talking about the majority, 51%. If you think the average man is busy sleeping around, you couldn't be more wrong. All thoughts are lies.
What do you mean by the average man sleeping around? I don't think that.
This is carried over from yesterday about women who sleep around and men sleep around too.
Oh, from the conversation with the ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, with a biblical question answer.
Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
God cares more about how you live your beliefs rather than just what you say you believe. Living a life of kindness and good deeds reflects true faith, while mere words without action may not hold the same significance, says Google, nerd/disguise emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Jamie referred to Google for his answer.
What?
Jamie says, or her, could be a her. Jamie bought a coffee. There have always been deranged, screeching, homosexuality, despicable type people who also lack common sense throughout mankind, hundreds and hundreds of years. There's always been the weird other type of people, leftist. It's just never been visually shown like now due to heavy media and the internet.
Ever since mankind, and it was worse before Christ came and saved the world. It was, they could only find one holy man, righteous man. They could not find one righteous woman, and they looked up and down the earth. Can you imagine looking around the whole world, you can't find one righteous woman?
Terrible.
And then of all the men, you only find one righteous man. What? No.
Man.
I wonder what was that Moses?
Must have been. And even him, a little questionable, a little side eye sometimes.
Amazing.
To use the black vernacular.
Moses!
Nikki 313, are all relationships imperfect because they come from a fallen state? Is there such a thing as a perfect relationship, or is that more of a fairy tale?
Yes, you can have a perfect relationship, but you got to be perfect. And then perfect, the spirit of perfect, will add, if you want to be married, another perfect person unto you, and the marriage will last until death do you part without one iota order of lifting a hand to make it work. If you put one little iota and try to make it work, it ain't gonna work. What the? Amazing. Life is made to work on its own. It doesn't need your help. It's gonna reject your help, as a matter of fact. Amazing. Thank you.
And if relationships are imperfect, is it possible to be in one, in an imperfect relationship, and yet remain perfect? Thanks, Smiley.
If you are returned to love, you can be perfect in that relationship, but it's going to be hard because the imperfect person is going to hate you. And they're going to do overtime. No, I don't think you can stay there, to be honest, because they'll work overtime to try to destroy you, whether it's the man or the woman. That's why both must be returned to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie says, lots of them horrible attacks, such as different crimes, mugging, and mass shootings, always seem to happen up north in cities like Jersey, Chicago, New York. Never seems to happen that way down south. That's because the old man yards away from you has a snubby tucked away in his coat pockets, who possibly has a quicker draw, along with others. Southern's packing and protecting down there.
That's amazing. And speaking of down south, did you hear? There was a gunfire between two men, according to this report, two shooters, down in Ohio. Y'all hear about this one? ABC News. Police say a gunfire between at least two shooters left around a dozen people wounded in Toledo. That's in Ohio, West End Festival. Well, this was at Toledo West End festival. The victims' ages ranges from 14 to 61 years old. A 61-year-old person ain't got nobody to use no gun unless you're trying to self-defense. Watch this for ABC News.
We turn now to the search for suspects after at least 12 people were shot during a festival in Toledo, Ohio. People were seen running for cover as gunfire erupted. Disturbing moments at the scene. People crouching in fear as others tried to aid the injured. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Tonight, panic and chaos erupting after shots ring out at a popular summer festival in Toledo, Ohio. Video showing festival goers ducking for cover after an initial burst of gunfire, followed by another hail of shots. The shooting sending hundreds of people running for their lives.
It sounds as if there's going to be multiple people shot.
Police say a gunfight between at least two shooters left around a dozen people wounded Saturday night at the city's Old West End Festival. All 12 victims are now reported to be in stable condition, the victims ranging from 14 to 61 years old.
Everybody trying to find their kids.
First responders and Good Samaritans seen tending to the wounded.
It was a horrible sight. I walk over to see if I'm thinking, like, anybody need help, anybody need help. And it was quite a few people that needed help.
Oh, the victim ranges from 14 to 61, not the shooter. What a mess. Not in Ohio. Remember when festivals used to be so much fun and you never for one time had a thought that you could be killed or shot or even get in a fight, especially in the South? What a mess. Authorities are actively searching for the suspects.
And tonight, the intensifying manhunt to find the shooters. Investigators asking anyone who was at the festival to check their phones for videos or photos that might help police track down the suspects.
Video, information, talk to your kids. There's kids out there that probably know more than all of us standing here, right? So if they can help us out, that'd be great.
And organizers canceling the final day of the festival as those suspects remain at large.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. That you can bank on. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing. Super, super. Thank you.
Super chat. Yeah, thank you. Nick LaBoy says, I believe. This is yesterday.
I believe.
On Rumble.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glow. I believe. You hear this song?
Yeah, from you.
Are you serious?
No, I probably heard it, I guess. I don't know.
You heard that song before, Anchor Baby?
I don't think so.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe.
I'm with Maria and others who say, stop singing.
I believe.
Oh, that didn't help.
Amazing. Thank you.
Frankie Lane? Probably.
Who sang that?
Yeah.
Right, I see there?
Nick LaBoy.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, then I know why. I believe. That made sense now?
It never made sense.
Amazing, babe.
Nick LaBoy says, I believe just as we're not supposed to mix races when having children, we shouldn't mix races to live together either. Each country should be one separate race, says Nick LaBoy. God destroyed Babylon for a reason.
I rest my case. It definitely doesn't work. That's what you're mixing and matching doesn't work.
The devil creeps into the mind.
Yeah. What a mess.
Nick LeBoy says, Jesse, gas prices is hurting me a little bit because I drive a loud, mean, powerful stick shift muscle car. Well, I heard stick shift gets a little bit better mileage than automatic.
Right.
At least back in the day.
Sure did.
That gets 10 miles a gallon. But I always got a little change for the greatest advisor on this side of heaven.
Thank you. Are you driving one of those, like, trucks where you deliver stuff to the market?
No, it's just a manly car.
Oh, right on. Amazing. And thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick LeBoy.
Yeah.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you.
Carl from Columbia, South Carolina, 3 coffees. That's amazing. I wonder if he's been smoking pot. What the? If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Amazing. Who been smoking pot?
Just saying your sayings, I think.
Oh, okay.
Not anybody in particular.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Quiz Harvest is married. Stay with it. Black lady or dark-skinned lady, bride emoji, hearts, and chapel with hearts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Congratulations, Cora.
Cora.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Cora.
There's multiple Coras, right?
Oh, that's not our Cora they call
it. That's not the Cora from Michigan, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, right on. Cora, anyway.
That Cora is white, I think.
Oh, okay. Yesterday I was counseling with a young man, and he had 4 sons. No girls.
Right on.
He and his wife. One is 8, one was 4 years old, one was 3, I think, and the other one, 1 or 2, something like that. Or 3 sons, about to have 4. And they listen to my show, and so they want to say hello to me.
Nice.
And they're like, don't be a beta. Alpha male, don't be a beta. That sounds so nice. Shout out to the kids. Y'all know who you are. Amazing. Thank you.
Congrats, Cora. Kaya in North Carolina. Jesse, have you ever heard the phrase, well, butter my buns and call me a biscuit? I just learned of it, and I love it. This lady has gone country.
That's right. But in my bonds, I heard that maybe it's been a while, but it sounds familiar. Thank you.
Trippy Trip, may God forgive us.
And he already has. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you. Hey, when you were doing the news, hate news, I was out front watching it out there with Derek and them, those guys. And Derek and I were trying to figure your shirt out. You have this big old shirt, but on camera, it looked like real big.
Oh, does it?
And then at least this sign on it.
Oh, this sign?
Yeah. And we were trying to figure out what the shirt says. What does it mean? Where it's from? And Derek was looking out, and Derek said, "Well, I think it must be white supremacist."
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We couldn't figure out, and then the white guy. Y'all don't know Leonard Skinner? I'm like, no. But then
it's Country and Western Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's sort of somewhat country.
But then when I came back into the studio, I saw it did say Leonard Skinner. But out there on the TV screen, we couldn't see Leonard Skinner or something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because it may be like this or whatever.
No, it wasn't that. It was just for some reason. Because the letter stands out.
Yeah.
But Derek thought it was white supremacist shirt.
This was a gift.
From God.
Indeed.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls are super jet. And hate news right now. I'll be back in a moment.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? Nithya Raman or Nithya Raman or however you pronounce her name. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. We'll advance to the November election in the Los Angeles mayoral race, per CNN's projections, after overtaking former reality TV star and American hero Spencer Pratt, as additional votes were counted following the June 2nd primary. Raman, that's Nithya, I believe is how it's pronounced. I follow Anchor Baby on pronunciations for Indian people. Right. Okay. She will face the incumbent mayoress, Karen Bass, setting up a November showdown as after Pratt's unlikely bid generated buzz, but fell short, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And I shall not, and you shall not either, for the sake of the channel, question the results in any way, form, or fashion. All right. I disclaim. And even maybe disavow, for the sake of the channel, no endorsement, nor opposition, no speculation, no nothing. All right? So don't call me about it. You can call me about it, but be very careful how you talk for the sake of the channels. There's a growing market, according to CNN, of Christian energy drinks. Wow, I didn't know that. By the way, there's this thing called Man Cereal. Man Cereal. It has creatine in it, as well as different types of protein and supposedly low sugar. But it has stevia in it, I heard. And so it has a sour taste to people who don't really like that stevia flavor. It's an artificial sweetener that's supposedly like natural. Probably less studied than the other artificial sweeteners, but which are much studied and fine for you overall, maybe. Or maybe they cause brain cancer or something. But I don't know. I disclaim no endorsement nor opposition. I don't represent Bonn or JLP or even myself. Sam Bankman-Fried, one of Hake's probably top 1,000 favorite Jews. I think he's Jewish. He asked Trump for a pardon. Isn't that nice? I like people who ask Trump for pardons. He's a former cyber currency billionaire. Behind one of the largest financial frauds in history now. He's seeking a pardon from the president. Isn't that special? I think Diddy, Sean Combs, I think he asked for a pardon, but I don't think that he got one. Well, he was kind of anti-Trump, you know? Anyway, so that's the news from CNN. Nithya Raman, according to AP, made a last-minute entry into the race after she had endorsed incumbent Karen Bass for re-election. I didn't know. I was not aware of that. The runoff is an unexpected matchup because she is advancing to the November runoff if all things stay without any like lawsuits or whatever changing something, and I don't even know if that's possible. But, yeah, she's advancing to the November runoff against L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, and I didn't know that she joined the race last minute and had already endorsed Karen Bass. What a that's a switching woman. A woman shouldn't be switching like that. Anyway, the runoff is an unexpected matchup between the two Democrats, also known as communists, by Hake, right? I use the term loosely. No endorsement nor opposition. To run the struggling city of nearly 4 million, even far-left AP admits L.A. is struggling. The outcome means Spencer Pratt, Republican, former reality TV personality from the Hills, is out of the running. She was elected to city council. This Nithya Raman was elected to the city council with the support of Democrat Socialists of America, also known as commies. Okay, Democratic Socialists of America. That means the mob votes in their own self-destruction. That's what democratic socialism is, right? And the election will test whether the voters in the heavily Democrat city want to move further to the political left or if they just want to get away from this gal who's kind of a mess, maybe. I don't know. Long-running problems, homelessness, buckled streets, whatever that means, and climbing housing prices. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week: does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you just got to go, you want to still listen to the show, you can. On your phone. On your phone! You can podcast and then listen as it is happening right here in front of your face by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And because we love country and Western, every Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Heaven is not earth. And mankind, not God. Look how human beings treat each other. They hate each other. They get thrills from hurting you or trying to. Human beings are wicked. Pay attention to your own heart and then you'll see what's going on around you. Human beings are evil. That's why God said, you need a change of heart. You need love. And love only comes from above. And only from above does love exist. Love is nowhere else from above, except from above. And you can have love if you pick up your cross and walk. Meaning, admit you're wrong, your heart is angry and wicked. Admit it, and then go and forgive mama and forgive daddy, and your heart will change from hate to love, and you will love your enemy. You will love your neighbor. as yourself. And most of all, you have keep the greatest commandment, and that is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. Isn't that amazing? You can have but one God, and you shall be free. I want to know if you were married, men and women, you were married. Your wife got pregnant, guys. And then some stupid doctor told you that your wife was going to have a Down syndrome baby. Somehow or another, they looked in the womb, and they can tell that the baby going to be have Down syndrome, whatever that is. Would you kill the baby in the womb? Or would you let the baby be born? Or would you kill the baby in the womb? Fox 13 is reporting. A guy by the name of Jesse Ridgway, he's a YouTuber, and his wife revealed this week they terminated a pregnancy after learning their newborn child unborn child. I just heard about this story this morning. I'm not even familiar with who Jesse Ridgway is. But they learned that an unborn child has Down syndrome. Watch this from Etz and Fox and Friends.
Here we go. Thought we're going to see the result. I have to download the official report. Abnormal insight result. No.
Let me see. I can't see.
It says, blah, showed 3 chromosome 21 signals consistent with trisomy 21 Down syndrome. Pattern consistent with trisomy 21.
A YouTube star and his wife announcing online that they chose to abort their baby after receiving a Down syndrome diagnosis. Jesse Ridgway took to X to defend their decision, posting, quote, "This week, my wife and I made the very difficult decision to terminate the pregnancy due to trisomy 21, or Down syndrome. Down syndrome isn't a blessing. It is objectively a blank. I didn't realize just how rough it is for the child, let alone the family."
Amazing. Would you abort your child if you knew that in advance? During another stream, Jesse says he is glad his own dad didn't abort him because he's normal. Watch this from X.
Yeah, of course I'm glad my dad didn't terminate me. But I'm normal. But guys, thank you so much for an amazing stream.
Amazing. I wish them well. Before this whole ultrasound thing, I don't know where it came about, but when doctors were real doctors, they, from what I know, maybe some did, I'm just not aware of that, especially when I was growing up, they didn't suggest you. I don't even know if they were doing ultrasounds, because if I remember correct, we didn't know if it was going to be a boy or girl until we were born. And they said, it's a boy or it's a girl. So I don't even know if they did ultrasounds and can tell you all that in advance. But I do know that the mother just had the child, and whatever happens, happens. And there were several times, or many times, sometimes, when the baby would come out deformed, have big water heads or something going on with him. But the father and the mother kept the baby and let the baby live until the baby died. Sometimes they became adult, but a lot of the time they died when they were little babies. But they still showed love. And I don't know if that was because they didn't have ultrasound, they just didn't know if they had them or not, would they have allowed that kind of stuff to happen. So I'm being told that Google AI is saying that ultrasounds were used in the 1980s. However, the technology was much more basic then than it is today. So would you want to know if your child, your unborn child, was going to have problems? And if they were before they were born, would you want to have an abortion, or you still want your child to be born? What would you want, men and women of the world, out there in the world? I'm just wondering. That's very interesting. I've not seen the video yet until now. Derek said he would let the child live. Personally, I would too. It's interesting, though. It is, very much so. NBC LA. Three people, including two children, are dead. This is a very interesting. I almost understand it. Because, but even though I don't know the circumstances of this story, they haven't said it yet. But I know how evil works. And evil can convince you to take your life and other lives. Now, I don't know about this situation because I don't know that they haven't revealed why this man did this. Allegedly did this. Allegedly. NBC News, L.A. Three people, including two children, are dead after an apparent double murder-suicide shooting in Canoga Park on Sunday. Watch this from Fox, L.A.
Two 10-year-olds shot in the head. It was one of the worst calls that could possibly go out. And that's exactly what police found here in Canoga Park on Owens Mouth in Strathern. Two little boys, reportedly twins, only 10 years old, say police killed by their own father. It happened just after 7:15 last night during a family gathering at an apartment on Owens Mouth. The twins' mother telling police she heard what sounded like popping sounds, and she ran to a bedroom, opened the door, and that's when the dad slammed the door shut with her inside the room, pointed a gun at her, she said, and fired, but he missed. Seconds later, police say he turned the gun on himself, having already shot and killed his little boys. Simon, it's important to remind folks, if you're struggling with thoughts of suicide, if you have a friend or family member that might be, please tell them, remind them that help is available. As for the identities of that father accused of killing his sons and those two little boys, that will come from the medical examiner's office.
Isn't that amazing? Allegedly, and according to this story, killed two boys, twin boys, little, 5 years old, I think. And boys are so rare nowadays. May their souls rest in peace. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. Troy is out of Maine. Minnesota. Troy, you're on the air.
And just say it's my birthday today.
Amazing. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. And I just wanted to say, white power, Jesse. You're the greatest black man ever.
White power.
Yeah, I always tell people when I say that, I was like, I got that from you, and they always blows their head up. But I wanted to ask, so I remember you said, I know you say never ask a black man if he remembers, but when you were growing up, did husbands and wives have strollers and slings to hold their babies, or did they actually just carry them when they were walking with the baby?
They just carried them. I don't even know if I saw anyone with a stroller when I was growing up. The mothers carried the children or the father, but they didn't have strollers. If they were around, they were not that popular back then.
So do you think that
parents were not as lazy as they are today?
Yeah, because I work at the airport and I see that just constantly. And I know you said that when a man is with a stroller, that he's like weak like a woman. And I was just wondering if that had always been the case, but I don't think it has been, has it?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember seeing that when I was growing up for sure. And I definitely didn't see men pushing strollers at all. That was unheard of.
So do you think it would be better if men and women stopped using them, or are they going to continue to use them because they're just weak? Or is that a womanly
men
thing?
I don't think men should be using strollers. Since a woman is the weaker besser, and I guess if she got to go to the market or take the baby for a walk, it's easier for her, but men should not be doing it at all.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you, Joy.
All right. Hey, I just want to say before you go, I'm coming to your church next weekend, so I'll be saying lots of white power.
Next Sunday?
Not this weekend, but the next weekend. I got to come see you.
Right on. Amazing. Well, you are
all
right,
white power, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Barbara is out of Michigan. Barbara, you are on the air.
Well, hello. How are you doing today?
All is well, Barbara.
Good, good. Well, I was watching, I was on YouTube, and I seen a clip that you had did where these kids was graduating from school, and they were dancing and having a good time, celebrating, graduating from school.
You mean like the crowd of kids, the little black ones?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I didn't understand I did not see a problem with these kids celebrating. They're just dancing. It's not like they were out doing anything bad or they was at a party with drinks and drugs or anything like that.
Right.
They were graduating and they were happy. So I don't see what's the problem. You made it seem like their parents didn't care about them. They was raised in like a crazy place or something. And I just didn't understand that.
Well, what it was, I don't know if you saw it or not, but they were interrupting and being disruptive, disrespectful to the other people who were there that were trying to be sober and normalized so they could enjoy the graduation. And there was one scene where they were doing flips and just carrying on. And I read a report or heard a report that it's so bad now that they're not going to allow that to happen anymore, thank God, because they're interrupting the normal people who are there trying to enjoy the graduation.
But now,
that
I didn't
sense?
See that. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see them interrupting anybody.
By carrying on like that, they were knocking over chairs and just all over the place, being all wild. Graduation.
They were still just celebrating and dancing and having a good time. Is it a crime for black kids to be happy for graduating?
Is that a crime? It's not a crime to be happy, but it's a lack of love to just carry on and interrupt everybody else's life that's there who want to enjoy the graduation because you decide you want to carry on and be silly. They always have graduation parties later at some of the family homes or some location. To carry on like that, Barbara, you don't think that showed a lack of respect to the other people who were there?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because they were celebrating graduating from school.
But that's not the way to do it. You don't knock on chairs.
I mean,
and
what I'm saying is you can celebrate any way you want to. Just because they didn't celebrate the way you would celebrate does not make them wrong for being happy that they made it. Do you know what an accomplishment that is to get your diploma and to graduate?
No, that's not a big deal. It's definitely
it is a big deal because you have to go through a lot in order to get a GPA, a high score, in order to be salutatorian, valedictorian. There's a lot that you have to go through, and I don't think that's fair for you to take that away.
That still doesn't require you carry on like that and interrupt everybody else's life. And you
but
have
they
like
didn't a, interrupt nobody else's life.
Yes, it did. So, Barbara, let me ask. If it was a good thing, why are they saying that they're going to ban that? They're not going to allow the kids to act that way anymore.
I have no clue because I've turned one that I looked at yours. Then I looked at a white school, and they did the exact same thing.
No, white people don't carry on like that. That's not true.
Yes, they do. What makes you think white people don't dance and have fun and celebrate their kids graduating from school?
They don't carry on the way those black kids were carrying on, Barbara.
Okay, see, I just saw another video where a bunch of white people just started a fight over seating arrangements at a graduation. Now, you didn't put that on there. You put on there the kids dancing, but you didn't put on there where the police had to be called on a whole white school because they were fighting over who was going to sit where.
I didn't see that.
I know you did.
Will you send that to my producer?
I have to see if I can find it on YouTube again. And then, of course, he will have to give me his information, and I can send that right to you.
Yeah, send it to producer@jessieleepeterson.com.
Okay, now that part I can do.
We were definitely sure, but normally you don't see white people acting that way. But I would love to see it. So send it to producer@jessieleepeterson.com, all right? Let me ask.
I sure will.
Let me ask, Barbara. Now that they're not going to allow those people to act that way, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's. It could be a sword cut both ways.
Meaning
because
what?
I feel as if they should be able to celebrate any way they want to when they graduate. My grandson just graduated from the eighth grade, and two of the girls got up there and did a cartwheel. Because they were excited that they were graduating, and because they won the debate, they're going to Africa.
Why is it have to always be black people carrying on?
It's not always black people. I think it's just people in general. I just told you about the whole white school that got into a fight over seating arrangements at a graduation. So that's not just black people. But that's people in general.
And I definitely
have you ever been to a quinceañera? Have you ever been to a quinceañera?
Quinceañera?
Yeah, quinceañera. Have you ever been to one of those? It's like a Mexican party I shouldn't say Mexican. I should say Latino when they turn 16.
And they have
a party like it's no tomorrow there.
But have you
ever been to a debutante ball where most of those are
Barbara,
the higher up?
I know, but what you're missing, at least they're at a location where you expect to have a party. You're not at a big graduation where you're interfering with other people's lives by interrupting and knocking over chairs and carrying on like that.
But don't you think the parents probably are just as excited as the kids is that they're graduating from school?
I know they
are. So the parents are just as happy.
I know. You can be happy, but you have to have some sense of self-control. Barbara, I got to run because of time, but send that to me, though, okay?
I sure will. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to George out of North Carolina. George, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, George.
Yeah, so I was calling to ask about the ego. to ask about the ego. A little backstory. My two-month-old had passed, and there's just been a bunch of turmoil in marriage. To the point where I just actually recently left my wife. But I feel so much pain, and it's like, why is that pain there? Like, what is that about?
You may hear your God, and now your God is gone. And that void of which you never dealt with to overcome, is now revealing itself that it's still there. And so it's time for you to not put anything, don't escape that pain and overcome it, and don't use anyone or anything to try to cover it up, but to watch it and overcome it. So if you do get married again or you make children, you won't make them your God. You will be free, and only God will be your God. And so, like, if the children leave or the wife leave, you wouldn't feel anything about it because they are not your God. Your money, your location, your friends, your parents, your children, your wife, your house, nothing or no one materially should be your God. So it's just the pain is there because you have never dealt with it and overcome. You've always covered it up.
Yeah, I've always run away from it.
Right. And so now that she's gone, be glad that she's gone, and then and be glad that you now are aware of the pain again so you can overcome it. And you're going to see that the pain is not you. Nothing is happening to you. It's in the mind. It's in your mind. And the pain is in your body. But you're not your thoughts. And you're not your body. And you're not the pain. And you, if you stay with it, George, the spirit of truth will destroy all that. And you will never, never have anyone or anything as your God again.
And Jesse, I completely see that now. I've been watching you for the better part of a decade, and it's so true because, man, I just, words can't express how I see it. I know it, and I led in my relationship with it, and clearly see that relationship, I end up submitting to her because...
Yeah, yeah.
In our relationship, nothing could ever be honest. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't tell her, "Hey, you need to lose some weight. It's harming. Hey, it's time to work out." Just anything. I clearly see that I submitted to her world and her way of life.
Yes, and she resents you for that too, because
and. Jesse, when I tell, yes, like, and I used to tell her that, like, I see that you hate me.
Yeah.
And, like, probably a week or two before I left, she, like, broke down and she was like, "Oh, I resent you." And I'm like, "Yeah, you hate me." But it's like, in her mind, to say resentment, it's softer than
right.
just saying hate.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm like, in my skin, like, I just couldn't continue to lie to myself. I was going insane.
Right on. Well, now that she's gone or you're gone, don't try to get her back. Don't call and beg. You now get serious about working on your life, yourself, to overcome evil so that you can be free. Because if you go back in the same condition that you left, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to
be. Yeah, and the worst part is she's pregnant right now, too.
For who?
Huh?
Who? If you can, huh? You can hear.
No, to be fair, you actually muffled the words. I heard, but I didn't hear clearly.
Who is she pregnant for?
For or by? She's pregnant by me, I think.
Oh.
Man, it would be a lot easier if she was. So it's like, what do I do about that? Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah,
Can you hold me?
Yeah, okay. Hold on. The stretch off is not open on Peel. Stretch off on Peel.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with
men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby on fire. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to check out Bill on Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Brand new episodes every Wednesday. So you can podcast, though, every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Brand new episodes. Check out Punchy.TV with Bill. Amazing, huh? And thank you all again for your support and your donations and helping us to get upgrade our equipment here and all kind of stuff. I do appreciate it. Helping us to help others as you're being helped. Isn't that amazing? Let me go back to George out of North Carolina. And George and his wife just broke up. They lost a child. He's thinking that she might be pregnant again. Why do you think she's pregnant?
It's not a thing. I know. Like, she's like 5 months pregnant.
Really?
4 months pregnant.
Oh, man. And so, what are you gonna do when they come for you?
So, in my last relationship, I had a child out of wedlock, and it didn't work out well. So, and I see the identical spirit in a different woman, and I'm like, I just walked away. I just told her, like, hey, this is your child, like, because I already see how you're going to try to manipulate this child against me. And I would rather have the child whole than us splitting the child in half, trying to have them pick a side.
That's right. And so, do you ever see this child that you had out of wedlock?
Oh, no, he hates me.
How old is he now?
17.
Oh, okay.
I tried, man. Yep, I got it. I try reaching out to him, and nothing ever happens. So I was speaking with my mother the other day because she spends time with him, and it just hit me. I was like, "How come you never call me when you're with him?"
Yeah.
But you make it so important that he has to see you and blah blah blah, and I'm like, "Yeah, but." If you're with him, then why don't you ever have him call me?
What did she say?
Regardless of, he don't feel like talking and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, but you go around other people's back and try to manipulate the situation. But when you see something might not feel good, but know it's beneficial, then you're cared about how people's feelings are.
Why is she involved in it at all? If you can't see the child, she has no business seeing the child either.
Well, you already know that. A power and control and manipulation. Yeah. Like,
man. Oh, I got to say it because I see it. They have been using my son against me. Everybody, like my sister, my mother, my baby mom, like everybody tried to use my son to manipulate me, to get me to bend to their will. It's
yes, amazing. Have you forgiven your mother?
I thought I did, but I clearly see I didn't. And I'm actually about to call her after this. Like, man, I really hate you because I can see, like, you never allowed the truth to be spoken, even when you tried to tell her, like, how we were, right? Out of fear, I clearly see what was driving her, but out of fear, she neglected us, like, messed us out. Like, she took the spirit of fear inside of us.
Yeah. And so, but you have not gone to her, forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Physically, I have. I've done it several times. But
went to her and said what?
I just told her, I said, I see now, like, you couldn't help yourself. Like, I forgive you because you just did the best you knew how to do.
Yeah. And why have you had to go to her so many times? You don't need to do it but once. Why have you done it more than once?
I can't put my finger on it, but it's like, even though I forgave her, it's like, it wasn't the full truth. It's like, yeah, I can see it, but it's like, that's what it is. I couldn't see until just now why I resented her. And that's just because, like, we could never be honest. I remember one time, she beat me so bad that Child Protective Services came to my house.
That's amazing.
And then she beat me again because they came to the house. With an extension cord.
Really? And your father wasn't there to protect you?
No. Her? No, he was a drug addict.
Oh, so he didn't live with you and your mother?
No. Oh. I never grew up with my father. I know my father, like I know his name and his everything, but I never knew the person he was. Just stories about him.
How
and
do you
before
know?
My mom, I'm 37.
And so why have you gone and heard his side of the story and spoken to him? Why not?
Because he overdosed like 15 years ago.
Oh, so. Okay. All right. Well, may his soul rest in peace. Well, you got to now, man, get serious about working on yourself. Forgive your mother. And then after this, what does she say when you keep going back and apologize for resenting? What's her response?
We talk about certain circumstances that she went through. Like she said, so her and my father was a drug addict. And based on her story, she said that my father and my mother's brother, so my uncle, they were doing drugs and they had a spout. And my father turned my mother on. That's the story I got from her. How true that is, I don't know.
She and your father, your mother did what?
Smoking crack.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. But you... Because of time, but you got to forgive her, be serious about it, and then start doing the silent prayer so you can move on with your life, and then everything would change for you for the good.
And I'm seeing that now. The ego, I see the ego drawing me back. Like, it's creating artificial pain because it's like telling me, like, why do you feel so good for being away from your wife? Like, it's creating that type of pain. But, like, since I've been away from her, I've been able to rest. It's been, like, 2 weeks. I've lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks just from being away from this woman.
Yeah. Well, don't resent her. She can't help herself either.
I 100% I see that. Yeah. And it just,
it saddens my heart that it got to this point. But I see now that it only got to this point because I was weak.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, even though it was on me, I see that I couldn't have done anything different because of the position I was in and the mindset I had.
Yes.
So I'm, I quit smoking pot. Like, it just, the taste just left my mouth and everything because I'm like, I am genuinely tired of being this way. Genuinely.
Right on. Right on. Well, if you're tired of being that way, it's going to change.
And it is. And I appreciate you, Jesse. Like, there were times I thought you were crazy, but the more I listened, the more little bits and pieces kept being revealed to me. So
right,
I see now that you're just speaking based on spiritual matters and what is driving people. It's not about race, color, none of that stuff.
That's
just about the spirit that's driving you.
100%. It has nothing to do with anything but that.
You were talking about the graduation thing, and it's like all of that excitement. It's like we should never get that excited and responsive to those feelings and emotion, because that's where the creep in comes in and takes control of us.
That's right. I rest my case. Very good point.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm like, dang, I just saw that when you said it. And it's like, this is the life I am going to live, matter what. So, thank you.
Let me know how it goes. And this time, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. Are you going to have the men's forum next month?
We plan to, for sure, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to make it out there.
All right, George. Good talk to you.
All right.
Okay.
Likewise. Take care.
All right. I want to show you this really fast, and then we go to the Super Chats out of Massachusetts. This is from Boston 25 News. There was, according to this report, a violent confrontation at a beach there in Hopperton Beach, I think, down in Massachusetts. And it did not turn out well. Watching from Boston 25 News.
Time to go. Like, just if you only stayed for a little while and did your thing, it's time to go. Go take it to another lake, someplace else.
I live on the lake.
Where do you live?
On Downey Street.
You don't. Where? Just stay. Go over to Downey.
Really? What are you gonna
do? Just call the police again. That's all.
You
want me to shoot you?
You're
not
black. All right, shoot me. Shoot me.
You're gonna beat up a cripple?
Bro, I don't care. I'll come take a cripple. Come on. Come on, big boy. Come on, big boy.
What are you gonna do?
Come on, big boy. Come on, big boy. Do it.
What am I gonna do?
Come on, big boy.
You're the one coming up to me.
Come on, big boy. Let's do it. Come on. Use that big mouth of yours and scoop some about.
Yeah.
Yo, bitch. Bitch, get it. Get it. Yo.
Yo.
Pull him off! Pull him off! Right now!
Back up. I have a broken leg! Back up.
I have a broken leg!
Calm down.
Hey, he injured a crippled person, you know that? All he's doing. No, no apology! I am crippled! You're
So according to the report, those boys were, I guess, water skiing in this man's area where his house is located. And according to the report, he was trying to get them to come out of the water and leave his area, even though it sounded like at least one or two of them live in the same area, but not right there in that particular water. And so they were fighting over that, according to the report. A Massachusetts man is charged with attempted murder after he allegedly held a 21-year-old man using crutches underwater during a fight at a lake. That was from WCVB. What's the name of the lady that called me from Michigan just now about the black people dancing at
Barbara.
See, Barbara, these people are white. And I'm showing white people fighting. What the? They appear to be white. A judge released the Hopkins man on bail after the late confrontation. This is from WCVB Channel 5 in Boston.
Do you think the charges were excessive?
70-year-old Stephen Dana walks out of court this afternoon, released on $7,500 bail, after the judge ruled he's not a danger to society.
Get the out of here.
Following this violent confrontation between Dana and 21-year-old Matthew Duffy regarding the use of jet skis on Lake Maspinock in Hopkinton.
Come on, right now.
Authorities charged Dana with attempted murder, strangulation, and assault and battery on a disabled person. Duffy says he's recovering from several injuries from a near-fatal motorcycle accident.
The defendant essentially poses a danger to anyone who makes him angry. He has demonstrated an unwillingness and an inability to conform his behavior with the law.
But the defense successfully argued Dana is not a danger, has no criminal record, and argue he was the one who was provoked and was also assaulted himself.
So the suspect is due back in court next month. He has several conditions of his release as well, which is to stay away from that beach where this happened, not possess any weapons, and also to stay away from the victim in this case.
White people fighting. They look white. Were they white or Italian?
we'll call Italian white.
Oh, okay. They were Italian?
No, I mean, I don't know.
He kind of looked, the elderly man looked kind of Italian-like.
And those Boston accents, they don't sound like normal white.
Right.
Anyway.
So, Barber, white people fighting. I just showed some.
Yep, white people do it too.
They do.
It's a human nature issue.
All anger.
Yep.
He could have told the people to leave without fighting, no matter what they were saying. Lord, they leave.
Yeah.
What the? Super, super.
Sweet.
Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat.
Francine H., welcome JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Five coffees from Eugene. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Thank you for showing me the way. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing.
Sion, I'm a big dog.
Hey, Sion, you a big dog? What?
She says, good morning. I've never heard that before, LOL. I thought the word big dog is for a man like you and for Trump. President Trump is so respectful. Even walking out, I was expecting he would curse her out, but he didn't. Sandman looks so pitiful on the country intro song, Hearts Emoji. He has a cowboy hat on. Poor dog. Hassan messes with him, dressing him up.
Hassan's dog. I had not heard that term for women until those ladies mentioned it in the Women's Fellowship. Big dog.
Yeah.
Big dog, right? And so it's Shaw
and Jackie.
And Jackie. But right on, Sion. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Jesse talking to Jerome says Seabill is like talking to a liberal reporter. Jerome is just like his mama, laughing with tears.
What a mess.
Marcus G59, a victim mentality won't get you nowhere, spiritually or in life. 100 emoji. Trust God, not your feelings or ego, weak self.
That's for sure. A victim mentality person, whether male or female, is a very dangerous person. There's nothing they wouldn't do for their own personal gain. So beware. No matter who it is, family members, or husband, wife, children, whatever, be aware. A victim mentality person is an evil person. Amazing. Thank you.
Alicia, I love the JLP show. Thanks for everything, guys.
Thank you, Alicia. I appreciate it, and thank you for your support of the show.
Cesar or Caesar, I'm just saying, Jesse, you are one of the wisest people on earth and probably the wisest person on the internet these days. God bless the great Black Hope.
He black!
He
thank you.
With an extra coffee, he says, my man from the BX, which is Bronx, telling the soft and lame mama from New Jersey how the cow ate the cabbage. He sounded like he was from the Bronx, but he was calling from, like, South Carolina or somewhere. Artists with some great common sense about Trump in New York.
He said he was from Nebraska.
Yeah, but he was calling from South Carolina, I believe, if I remember correctly. IIRC, if I recall correctly.
Oh, okay.
He certainly had an accent from up there.
Oh, yeah, sure did. Amazing. Maybe he lived out there now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You mentioned seeing Trump in person there.
Right, over there in New York.
Thank you, Caesar.
Okay, thank you.
23B Rad, Jesse Hake and the whole crew equals the dream team.
Thank you. That's amazing. An amazing team, too. I appreciate it. I have an it couldn't get any better. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, a subscription on the YouTube channel.
Thank you,
Pat. I mean, Rumble.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate it. You got to know how to rumble.
Carver 531, I'm up all night to get a Mexican. How'd that song go?
I stayed up all night to get a Mexican. I stayed up all night to get a Mexican. I stayed up all night to get a Mexican.
It's not what it says.
Right. What does it say?
It sounds like Mexican Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed up all night to get...
To get lucky. What's the mean?
Some.
Some what?
Don't say. Don't ask. Those degenerate black people. Shout out. Like I'm so holy. Carver, thank you, sir.
Amazing.
For your question.
Thank you.
Sean Cosby, I drove by the West End Festival. I saw who was there and how many. I was not surprised to hear that news by dinner time. I did not judge. I could see it was going to end bad. That was clear. Stay with it, fam.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate now in my country and your country. You can't even go out now and have just a relaxed, fun day. It's evil. It's sad, but that's the reality now. Amazing. And white people love going out for festivals and things. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, a message to those who are listening. Keep on keeping on. A life of thinking is no way to live. Stay with it. Never give up. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
Absolutely, Rich. I appreciate that. Stay with it. Stay with it and stay with it. Amazing.
Nick LeBoy.
Good advice for them.
Rumble. Nick says, every black person be like, but white people do it too. Eye roll emoji. Sorry, but you're not going to see white people twerking at a formal event. White people appreciate decorum and civility. What the?
And in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, black people used to be that way too. This is all new that came about over the last 70 years or so. This is absolutely new stuff. Amazing.
Walking Roscoe, to the caller who got beat as a kid, you will soon be freed from the beta state if you stay with it. Silent prayer and forgiveness are the keys.
Yeah, you too, Hoppo. Beat me. All my life, I've been beat by mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar Caesar, if a man's firstborn is a boy with Down syndrome, he is a beta. Laughing with sweat. I disclaim such statements.
Yeah,
I personally,
alpha. What the?
I personally don't think that makes him a beta, LOL. Okay, yeah. He makes the claim, and then he says he personally doesn't think that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
The man is always alpha if his first child is a boy. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Nick, do I have time to play this thing for my Texas?
Texas, no.
Fox 4 reported that with that Anthony Boyd's trial.
Yeah, there's time to play. Okay. But the music's going to come on in 10 seconds, and then you'll have 3 minutes.
Okay, Fox 4, you know about that trial going on in Texas where this black boy was accused of killing a white boy at a track meet. Well, testified, they have finally closed the testimony thing, and they're starting to hear it. Watch it from Fox.
Karen, the defense presented only 3 witnesses today before arresting. There was a lengthy break stretching from late morning to mid-afternoon when we thought that they might be prepping Carmelo Anthony to testify. But in the end, he and his attorneys chose not to have him speak directly to the jury, which will begin deliberating his fate tomorrow. 4 days of testimony in the Carmelo Anthony murder trial ended with 2 high school track athletes testifying about what they saw on the day Austin Metcalf was stabbed to death in a Frisco stadium. They both backed up defense claims that Anthony's decision to enter the Memorial High School tent was normal.
How is the culture around a track meet different than a football game? They're really social, so everybody would know each other, see each other, say hi. Really social. Is that only on the field, only in the bleachers? How would you describe it? It's all over the place. It's anybody's guess.
Nick, that's the wrong word. There was a boy that testified, according to his report, and they had said that he was Anthony's friend, but the boy said, we ain't that much friend. Watch this, 5-4.
You know, it's been a very long week for everyone involved in this case. The judge chose to hold another full day of testimony on a Saturday. Another emotional day of testimony inside the Collin County courtroom where 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony is on trial for the murder of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf.
Eddie immediately starts crying. You know, the attorney goes up there and gives him Kleenex.
Court TV anchor Cody Thomas has been inside the courtroom watching the testimony. Thomas is talking about 18-year-old Eddie Parra. He was the Memorial High School student the defense maintains was the reason Anthony was at the Memorial High School tent that fateful day. The defense has referred to Parra as Anthony's friend, but when questioned by the prosecution, he didn't define their relationship that way.
We finally hear from Eddie, and Eddie all but says that we weren't really that good of friends. I just knew this kid because he was dating what he called his cousin, but a childhood friend. Eddie's testimony coupled with everybody else's doesn't seem like he had any reason being under the tent at all.
But on cross-examination, the defense showed the jury several photographs of Parra and Anthony hanging out and seemingly having fun. Parra maintained they only hung out when Anthony's then-girlfriend was around, calling her the common link between them. Defense attorney Toby Shook asked Parra to demonstrate on him how he remembered seeing Metcalf shove or push Anthony before the stabbing. But it was when Assistant District Attorney Bill Worski asked Parra to describe the deadly encounter between Metcalf and Anthony that he broke down.
Then when Eddie describes it, when he lifted up his shirt and saw the hole, like he said hole, not just a wound, a hole. So that kind of gives you an idea maybe how big this wound was, this stab wound.
Amazing. I'm going to have to finish that tomorrow, right now. But this is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the outcome. What a mess, huh? All right, folks, I am out of time. I got to go now and tape some brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. Hate is coming up now of the HateReport.com. And then the American Anchor Baby. Thanks for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And don't remember to stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. If you do that, your life will just happen by itself. All right, bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.